As the beloved great angel on whose crown blazes the word union speaks his heart to us tonight, we ask our mighty I Am presence to bless him, and we pour our love and our gratitude for eternity to him, for his guarding presence and hope to us all, for America's freedom and the protection of that which is of God. Beloved ones of the heart of the world, it is with cosmic power and authority that I come to you tonight and try to make you realize and to release to you the greater powers that are awaiting your use, and may we be of service to you as you cooperate with us. I want to explain something tonight concerning the Ascended Master's commands to life. We have already sent forth the cosmic commands for America's purification, illumination, and freedom. That is our part of the fulfillment of the great divine plan. But you who are atoms in the body of the American people are the will of the people to express that which is the fulfillment of the divine plan. And therefore, it is imperative that a certain number of the American people, by intense feeling and use of their own authority of life, use our words of our commands and command with us for America's purification, illumination, and freedom in the victory of the Ascension. We told you long ago that our words are cups of light. We have given the cups, and now the people must use them. And so, when you send forth your decrees for the purification and protection of the nation, will you remind yourselves that those decrees are our words of cosmic command and cosmic release of the cosmic light substance and sacred fire that go forth to life to fulfill the great divine plan. Therefore, when your command releases a certain proportion of the light of your own life streams, which is the energy of the outer self, and releases a certain amount of the sacred fire from your life stream, then as that intensifies and expands in agreement with our commands for the purification and freedom of the nation, the manifestation and fulfillment of your calls must come into outer physical action. And so, when you understand that the cosmic law requires a command of life, you're not commanding individuals, you are commanding the life energy in the atmosphere over the nation. You are commanding your own life to go forth, I release the sacred fire that purifies, illumines, and raises the nation and the people within the nation. And therefore, when you understand what the cosmic action of the great command is to life, as it comes forth from the great central sun, you will see how necessary it is that mankind be taught this law of the mighty I Am presence and the use of the great creative word by conscious command, conscious authority, and consciously releasing the power of the sacred fire to fulfill the command. That is why it is imperative that mankind be taught this knowledge, this law of the mighty I Am presence, the law of the use of the word I Am, the law of the decrees and use of the sacred fire by which the command is fulfilled. And so, until mankind understands this and operates the law of the cosmic demand, they go on in their problems and limitations. But you, who are part of the body of the American people, have within your own life streams the full cosmic authority to release the sacred fire and the cosmic light to join my command that I gave at the beginning of this nation's existence. For when I issued that fiat, that so long as the stars remain and the heavens send down dew, so long shall the union last. Now, what do you suppose that union means? Not just a gathering together of states. That union means the connection and at one meant with the mankind who have embodied here with their source, the mighty I Am, who created the planet. So when you understand you are one with that source, the mighty I Am, that sent mankind into embodiment in this world, and their embodiment, individuals' embodiments, began on the ground that is now your nation. It is imperative that the people awaken and acknowledge their at-one-ment with the sacred fire and cosmic command of their own life streams, that they themselves gave forth when they came into embodiment here. So if you will remember that my great command for the freedom of the nation has already gone forth at its beginning, and your commands are now going forth using our words of light, substance, and the sacred fire for the purification, protection, and freedom of the nation. Your commands and our commands are one command. for the destiny of the nation to be fulfilled in outer physical action now. And that mankind needs to understand and to remember and to use. It is the security of your nation. It is the promise of freedom. It is the mighty I Am presence in action, pouring forth the sacred fire by which your calls are fulfilled. And so when you know that your words as they go forth become living flames that are one with our flames of command, that goes forth within the borders of your nation, that sacred fire goes into action, that sacred fire must and will control, when it has expanded to a certain point, all that is within your borders. And I want you to know that tonight with all you are and have. Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Just remain so. Your decrees are an action of the cosmic law for the fulfillment of the destiny of the nation. Therefore, your heart's call and your heart's desire for America to be purified and set free is the extension and expansion of the desire of the ascended host for America's destiny to be fulfilled. And your desire is the expansion of the desire of the cosmic beings who govern your nation and who set the pattern of freedom for this nation in the beginning of its existence. So if from tonight you will realize that as you send forth these commands to life, the life within the borders of this nation, to manifest the purity and the perfection of the ascended host, your commands are one with our commands. For the desire of the great divine plan is the purity and protection and the freedom of all that is of God within your borders. So try to feel your decrees as they go forth are an action of the cosmic law that releases the sacred fire within your borders that does perform according to your call and does purify and set free. And I want you to feel that tonight with all the power at your command. The destiny of this nation was established in the beginning of its existence. And you have the privilege of using the sacred fire to help fulfill that destiny and bring it into outer existence to be sustained for the blessing of all generations that are to come. And if you can keep war out of America and America out of war, it will be the beginning of the ascension without passing through the change called death. Do I make myself clear? Thank you so much. If I were you after tonight, or I'm going to give you this command, I would use it with all the intensity and love I could generate. That is to command that every plan for war, or every plan that wants to draw America into war, and all munitions of war within America, must now become the cosmic fiery Christ that consumes them. And in that consuming, prevents the war intended. Then your nation stands aside the so-called death of human creation, and if enough of this sacred fire and acknowledgement can be released through you in a short time, it will cause to come within your borders a concentration of the sacred fire that will force the hordes of the shadows back from whence they came. And then you will avoid what is going on in the rest of the world. In the beginning of this nation's existence, those hordes of the shadows were compelled to roll back. And as the destiny was revealed upon the cosmic screen by the great being who gave Washington that vision, the hordes of evil were rolled back. And so must they act now, by the cosmic fire drawn here to prevent their desecration of that which God has given here. And therefore, realize with everything you are and have that your command or the removal and annihilation of those hordes of evil is one with our command for the purification and fulfillment of America's existence and the fulfillment of her destiny. This must come by your own conscious realization and release of the sacred fire into everything that a sinister force would use to thwart the fulfillment of the divine plan. So try to know your every fiber of your being that when you send forth these commands, your command is one with our command. And since our command cannot fail, if you realize your oneness with us in that command, you cannot fail either. Even just part of the American people who will realize that as you speak these mighty words and remember the center of the cosmic fire of cosmic Christ's victory and control, it is our command to life. The sacred fire blazes. It expands rapidly enough to move over the nation and drive back the hordes of the shadows that have sought to destroy and desecrate and dared to interfere with the God destiny and the God people and the God freedom that God places in this world. Therefore, you are our legions of that sacred fire and God's freedom to the earth. Realize your destiny, your heritage, your responsibility, and the cosmic power that is at your command to bring this into outer action until the fullness of its cosmic power is revealed, and individuals who are bound by the blackness of their own selfishness in political channels will have to face the recoil of that which should never be allowed to be expressed. Thank you, precious ones. I have certain authority within this nation, and I am a certain guard of it, whether your beloved Saint Germain and others who have planned the destiny of the nation of freedom to the earth, who are the sacred fire that does consume the human creation, of mankind's interference with the expression of God's love. And so from tonight, I think your decrees and your commands will mean far more to you than they ever have in the past. And feel and know always that we are present with you in your decrees and your desire for the freedom of the nation that leads the rest of mankind to freedom as her own destiny is fulfilled. So, beloved ones, there are uncountable legions of the angelic host, uncountable legions of the sacred fire. And if you will demand the sacred fire legions flood your land and rule its people, then purification will take place. You shall see what it means to have God as a partner and the ascended host as your guardians until the human creation of mankind's disobedience to God is consumed from life forever. It is not by accident that you are embodied or have come to the United States of America and the Americas. It is not by accident you have embodied here, nor that you have come here. You have agreed at the inner level to come because your life streams have the light and the power to win the victory. You have offered the help, and you have come to manifest the fulfillment of the law. And since love is the fulfillment of the law, and the sacred fire is the cosmic love of existence, and the cosmic light is the annihilation of the shadows, then do you not see what your destiny is, your duty, your privilege, your obligation? So feel at one with the command that we have already sent forth as an anchorage of the sacred fire into the ground that is now America. And when you know you are one with that sacred fire, and it is the law of eternal freedom, know that your words of your decrees as they go forth burst into living flames of the sacred fire and go on and on till they have passed through all within your borders and compel the purification for eternity. I commend you to your victory of eternal freedom for the nation whose sacred fire heart must bring freedom to the rest of the world. So you are the sacred fire of freedom to life in your acknowledgement and use of your beloved I Am presence and the activities of the sacred fire, which the cosmic Christ is to outer action wherever you command it to be. And when you call for the fiery Christ to blaze throughout this land, its invincible victory of eternal purity and eternal freedom that will move into action through the mental and feeling world of the people. It will move into action in all conditions, and it will continue to move into action until the purification is complete for eternity. And so we are here, and I say we advisedly, because there are many of the angelic host in this room tonight and above this building and in this city for a definite reason. Thank you so much, precious ones. Know that you are one with their sacred fire presence, and their sacred fire power is pouring to you and through you for the fulfillment of your calls in your service to the nation and the world. Oh, I commend you to the realization of your at-one-ment with us. And may it pour without limit into and around you all the cosmic power of sacred fire control in all you desire for the nation and the freedom of the world. Let your commands go forth and burst upon the world the fulfillment of the great eternal perfection of freedom to life. And let the sacred fire now have eternal possession of all. I commend you to your victory and freedom in your oneness with us in that sacred fire command whose authority must be obeyed forever. Thank you with all my heart. Thank you, beloved great angel, great cosmic being, on whose crown blazes the word union. Thank you for your sacred fire commanding to life. We ask you to blaze it in through and round those under this radiation with such furious cosmic onrush that wherever we abide, it becomes the control of all in this world forever. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly in that limitless outpouring of such sacred fire command to life, that the ascended master's blazing power floods forth in through and round into those under this radiation and controls everything harmoniously and perfectly for eternity. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with whatever sacred fire command of life compels perfection manifest everywhere we abide. And we thank thee. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty angel, and beloved mighty victory, and all whose love down through the centuries has drawn us thus far into the light, and for all we've received since we left the great central sun. Now may the cosmic command of its sacred fire move everywhere into the nation of our hearts, and let it expand until it is forever the all-controlling presence and brings freedom to all for eternity. And we thank thee. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumars, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with all under this radiation as soon as possible. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. And beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and charging into its distress the ascended master's great sacred fire command. Move that sacred fire everywhere before us and see it holds possession, rules all for eternity, and we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all. To our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it to the one mighty stroke of the world-enfolding flame of the ascended master's sacred fire command. Move that command into all life and see it holds control for eternity. Do all govern the cosmic crystal cup. We ask you to flood forth all it contains in the outer use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world. Command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illuminated use in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death, and we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and all the sacred fire command necessary to come forth through those under this radiation and set into action within our land everywhere all the sacred fire necessary to compel the hordes of evil consumed and America purified to arise the ascended master nation of the earth and command and compel purity, peace, and freedom to this world for eternity. And we thank thee.